It's good to be here with you all this morning.
今天早晨见到大家很高兴。
You know, we have been talking about the glorious promises.
我们在讲的题目就是荣耀的应许。
Maybe you've forgotten because we have intervals between that maybe you forget what we were talking about.
因为我们过了两个星期，大家可能有点忘记讲了什么。
But our first study was on the rapture.
我们上次讲的是被提。
And now today our subject is going to be on something that some of you may know a little bit about, and some of you may not even be aware of it.
今天我们要讲的可能有些人意识到一点，有些人完全没意识。
It's called the judgment seat of Christ.
是讲的耶稣的审判台前，就是基督台前。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we go into your word, and your word is such a comfort to our heart in these days.
主啊，当我们来到你的话语当中，你的话真的是在我们今天的世界对我们是何等的安慰。
We are so grateful that you have told us beforehand the beautiful things that you have promised for your children.
你真的是对我们很有恩典，你在事情发生之前就告诉你的儿女将要发生的事。
Today as we study, may it go deep into our hearts.
当我们今天学习你话语的时候，愿这些话语深深的在我们的心中扎根。
May it, Lord, help us to press on and to do the will of our Father and to try in every way we can to be a blessing to this world.
就求你帮助我们，让我们努力，不管是用任何的方式，对这个周围的世界是一个祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be talking about this particular judgment seat of Christ.
我们今天要讲的就是这个审判台前，基督台前。
You say, is this the same as the great white throne judgment?
你说这跟白色大宝座的审判是一样的吗？
No, this is not the same.
这个是不同的。
You see, this particular judgment seat is for God's children. It's for Jesus. It's for those of us who gave our life for him and we go up in the rapture.
这就是我们被提之后呢，在基督台前的一个是给神的儿女的一个审判。
So we see, this is, but yet this judgment seatis not designed to punish believers, but rather to reward believers.
基督台前的应该说是审判或者裁定呢，这不是要惩罚我们，而是要决定我们所得的赏赐。
Because we're all going to have to give an account of what we did while we were trusting our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是当我们信主之后呢，我们每个人都要向神交账。
So this means that you are savedYou are a child of God, and now as we stand before Jesus, he is going to go over all of the different works over our period of our life, and he's going to judge them.
就是呢，我们作为神的孩子，我们得救了，但是我们之后的这段时间，神会真的就是来看我们所有的一切的行为，他会给我们一个裁定。
Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians.We see in the third chapter, and there are largely, sorry.
保罗在哥林多前书第三章这样讲。
And we're going to see in the 10th, 12th, and 13th verses. He said according, sorry.
保罗在哥林多前书三章十到十二节这么说。
And this is what it says. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, the gifts.So as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation in and around building on it. But let each one take heed how he's built on the sound doctrine, knowing what you believe from God's word. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and straw, everyone's work will become manifested for the day, will declare it.Because it will be revealed by fire, and fire will try each one's work of what sort it is.
三章十节说，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是主耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这上根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
Let me unpack this for you.
让我来展开讲。
He's telling us this. We got saved. Jesus forgave our sins. We became children of God. We began to learn as little children and to walk with him.
就是我们得救，我们成为神的孩子，然后我们就像是主里新生的婴孩，我们在学习如何来和主同行。
So we see that it's talking about he laid a foundation, but now we're going to build on that foundation.
保罗在这里讲，他们已经立好了根基，但是我们要在上面建造。
And he told us that some of the materials that's going to be part of his judging us is, did we have any gold, any silver, any precious stone, or was it wood, hay, and straw?
神要审判的是，就是我们是用什么材料在上面来建造，是我们用金银宝石，还是用这种草木禾秸在建造。
You see, Paul was liking this to something they had when they had their sports.
保罗是用这个他们当时的运动来做一个比较比喻。
It was called the Burma seat. In other words, this was a tribute for rewards.
这好像是一个就像一个台子，它是给那种就是领奖台一样。
It's much like our Olympics, when they race and they do all of these different things, and then they come for their reward, the first place, second place, third place. This is the type of thing this Burma seat is going to be.
这个就有点像我们现在的奥运会的领奖台，就是说你在那台上有第一名、第二名、第三名。
But you know, the very first thing I want you to notice is that some are going to suffer loss.
但是第一件我想让你注意的就是有些人呢会受亏损。
So you see, not all of us get the same reward. There's going to be some of those there that's going to suffer much loss.
不是我们所有人都有同样的奖赏，那有的人会遭受很大的损失。
Paul told us this in 1 Corinthians 3:15. If anyone's work is burned, they will suffer loss, but they themselves will be saved, yet so as through fire.
他说人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，却像从火里经过的一样。
You see, fire is like a refining.
这个火是用来炼的，炼像炼金的那个火一样。
It was for also to wipe out, get rid of.
也是为了就是毁灭、烧毁。
We talked about Sodom and Gomorrah as that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
在索多玛、俄摩拉就是用火来毁灭的。
How sulfur and fire came down and burned them out.
就是神从天上降下硫磺与火，然后把那个整个城都毁灭了。
When we get a description of Jesus in Revelation, the first chapter, the 14th verse, it tells us that his eyes were like flames of fire.
在启示录里描述主耶稣的形象，启示录一章十四节就讲到说他的眼目如同火焰。
It even talked about the act of God. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
他就在讲到神也是像这种生命记第四章二十四节说，耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
But we're going to see a little bit later how fire is used by Jesus. Now he tells us that we, the believers, want to appear without shame. We'll go before the judgment seat. There'll be no shame because we now are children of God. We are safe. We're within in our heavenly home, but we don't have to be ashamed when we go there.
当神讲到就是说我们到耶稣基督台前的时候，我们不是带着羞耻这样子进到羞耻这样的来到面前，因为我们是神的孩子，我们已经得救。
1 John 2:28 tells us, and now little children abide in him, which is Jesus, that when he appears, and he's coming, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
约翰一书2:28这样讲，小子们呢，你们要住在主里边，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
Now let's look at some of the things, just several of the things it talks about will be part of our reward.
我们来看就是作为我们的奖赏，这些都有什么。
Now we're going to see that believers will receive full reward for their deed of faith.
所有的这个信徒会因为他们的信心得到这个完全的奖赏。
John tells us that in his second book in the eighth chapter.The eighth verse, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things which we have worked for, that, but that we may receive a full reward.
Can you see the verse again? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Second John 8.
就是在约翰二书第八节这样讲到。
Now, here we stand.
你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的功，乃要得着满足的赏赐。
Here we stand before Jesus. Our whole spiritual life, our whole journey with him will be just laid out. And so he's saying to us, there is going to be the problem that you may lose your reward because of what you don't do, or maybe even what we do at times that we shouldn't.
就是现在我们站在主面前，我们所有的一生，我们的在神面前的这个灵程都摆在他面前。这里有一个警告，就是我们可能会因为我们没做的，或者因为我们做的，我们会失去我们的赏赐。
And I don't mean sinful things. I mean, maybe the Lord told you to do something, but you just didn't have the courage to do it. You just didn't feel like you could witness.That to them, you just didn't feel like you see some of these things that we could have had wonderful rewards with, we have lost.
就是说，比如说，不是说有罪的事情，而是时候有时候神提醒神要想心里感动我们要去做，但是呢，或者是比如说我们没有勇气啊，或者是我们心里边觉得哎呀，跟这个人去做见证挺难的。我们就不去做，然后就是这里警告我们说，可能是因为这样的，我们会失去一些本来我们可以得到很好的奖赏的东西。
In Revelation 3:11, he tells us this. He says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that no one may take away your crown. Hold it fast."
启示录3:11说：“我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。”你要持守。
Something like this. I just built a good 2-story house, beautiful house.
比如说，我刚刚有一个新房子，是一个很漂亮的2层楼的房子。
And somehow, maybe it was a wiring. I don't know what it was. It caught fire.
但是不知道怎么回事，或者是电路有什么问题，这个房子着火了。
I'm up on the second floor.
但是我是住在2楼。
And it's starting to burn and starting to come up. But outside there are those who have a net and said, jump. And so I did jump.
然后比如说这个一楼就着火了，都有烟上来。然后在二楼上，但是下面有人救我，有个网说你跳下来。
Now, my life was saved, but my house was completely gone.
就是说。我的房子 我自己是得救了，我的那个人生没有危险，但是我的房子却完全被烧掉了。
Now we know that this place is a position of honor. Here we have made it to heaven. Here we now stand before Jesus as at his throne, and he has all of our works. So this really is a position of tremendous honor.
所以呢，我们知道在天上这个基督台前其实这是一个 一个很尊重的位置，我们是已经得救了，我们站在这个基督台前是要看我们得什么赏赐，所以这是其实是很光荣的一件事。
And it may be at this very judgment seat that he's going to introduce each one of us to God.
也许就在这个基督台前，神耶稣会把我们每个人介绍给父神。
It tells us in Matthew 10:32,Therefore, whoever confessed me before humanity, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven.
就是说，耶稣说，凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他。
So here we are. You know, it's hard for us to really grasp hold of it all. But here we are standing in heaven because we've been raptured.And there we are before this, no doubt, beautiful throne, this beautiful place where we're going to be judged. And there's going to be, seemingly, the Father will be there. And he will introduce us at some period of time. He will introduce us to the Father.
就是我们被提，我们来到了天上，然后呢，有这个很荣耀的这个宝座，这个基督台前。就是有一段时间呢，耶稣会把我们一个一个介绍给父神。
Now here we're going to receive our gifts.
在这里我们会得到我们的赏赐。
We see that Paul was telling us about this in 1 Corinthians in the second chapter 9 and 10 verses.
然后呢，保罗在哥林多前书2:9-10告诉我们所得的这个美好的赏赐。
But as it is written,Now that phrase means it was written, God spoke it, it was written, and it will come to pass.
说如经上所记，这就意味着神说了，被记下来，这个就一定会发生的。
Paul said, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have entered into the heart of man. Now think of that. That means you and I, our eyes have never seen what's going to happen, what's going to come. Our ears have never heard about. We have never even been able to think in that realm.
他说，神为我们所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。你想象一下，这是你眼睛从来没有见过，耳朵也没听过，甚至你的心里都没想到，都没有办法设想的。
So what does he mean? He's saying that the things which God has prepared,For those who love him.
这是神为爱他的人所预备的。
You have no idea, friends. I have no idea what God has in store for his children.
我们真的是，你们也没有概念，我也没有概念，神为他的孩子所预备的是何等的丰富，是何等的礼物。
Paul says this, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things,Yes, the deep things of God.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
And we go on to see that our rewards are going to be in proportion to what we have done.
这个赏赐呢，是跟我们的行为是相称的。
That's why when each of us stand and he speaks to us,Our life is going to be put out. It's going to be the things that we have done for him during our lifetime.
就是我们每个人站在他面前，我们的一生都赤露敞开，就是因为我们为神，这个赏赐是根据我们为神所做的。
That doesn't mean that some people that are great, they did great things, and others I did, and others just did little things. He said according to the faithfulness.That God, in other words, what God has given you, you were faithful to do.
他是说，不是说，这些人做了很大的事情，这些人做了小事。这个裁判的标准呢，就是忠心，就是说，神给你这个事情，每个人不同，你有没有忠心去做？
It's not going to be just the quantity of what we do, but the quality, because it's going to be the key in faithfulness.That he's going to give each of us what we deserve.
他不是看数量，而是看质量。他的那个 那个原那个最新中心的就中这个判断的标准就是中心，是根据神给我们的事情，我们有没有中心去做。
Paul told us that in 1 Corinthians 4:2. He says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
保罗在哥林多前书四章二节说，所求于管家的就是要他有忠心。
So we see that God has given us abilities and gifts that he expects us to use and what, during the time we're here,to enlarge his kingdom.
神给我们每个人能力恩赐，然后神期待我们在这个地上的时候呢，来用这些东西来扩张他的国度。
What we have done, but we have been very faithful in doing what we can, even as small as Jesus said in Matthew 10:42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones,a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple. Verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
就是神给我们，就是看我们是不是按照他所托付给我们的忠心去做，不在于大小。主耶稣在马太福音10:42说，无论何人因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
So you see, it isn't going to be how much I did, how big I did, how wonderful I was able to go forth for God. He said, even if it's just giving someone that's thirsty a cup of cold water, I'll remember that and you will be rewarded.
神不是在于我们做了这个事情有多大多显眼，好像做了很多为了神国往前冲，而是说在于你忠心。主耶稣说，哪怕你就是说忠心的就是给这个一杯凉水，那你将来也不会不得赏赐。
We will be rewarded of our faithfulness, but we're also going to be rewarded of our actions.
我们不单单是靠着you mean faithfulness and action both or just faithfulness?
No, we're faithfulness is one.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we're going to be rewarded for our actions, what we do.
Okay, 一个是因为我们的信心呢，我们得赏赐是一个标准，另外一个是我们的行为。
Faithfulness is how we do it, but actions is what we do.
信心是我们如何来做，行为是我们做了什么。
And we notice that even in the Old Testament it talks about this.In Psalm 62:12, and that you, O Lord, are loving, surely you will reward each person according to what he has done.
即使在旧约里也这么讲，在诗篇62:12说，主啊，慈爱也是属乎你，因为你照着个人所行的报应他。
And Jesus said the same thing in Matthew 16:27.He said, for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done.
主耶稣在新约里的马太福音也这样讲，16:27，人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
We see here what we're talking about this place of reward in heaven after the rapture is where he is going to give the saints their reward for what they had done. But at the end, when it comes the judgment seat, the big judgment seat, he's going to reward those sinners for what they have done.
就是我们被提之后，我们在空中，就是基督台前，我们会因为我们的行为来判定我们的赏赐，但是在白色大宝座前呢，就是主耶稣对那些不信的人，神也会按照他们的行为报应个人。
So we see that actually God has given us abilities and he's given us gifts. He's given us even things when we were born with talents. And when we can use those for God, these are the things he's going to keep hold us.Accountable of.
就是神给我们每个人 能力恩赐，有些人有天生的一些才华跟天赋，神是根据这些他所给我们的来对我们进行审判，进行裁定。
Now we see those who have, just gave a cup of water to someone when they were needy, we were compassionate. Our compassionate spirit will be rewarded in that day.
就是我们有些人就是给看到别人这样子有需要，就出于怜悯的心，然后呢就给这个小子一杯凉水，那我们这个怜悯的心也会被赏赐。
We're going to be, it's because we're children of God, he's going to look at us as it tells us in the word of God in 1 Timothy 15:16. If any man and woman that believe or have widows, if you have a widow in your home, if you have a widow in your church, let them relieve them and let not the church be in charge. In other words, if they've got family, then they must be. But if they don't have family, we are responsible for the widows to take care of them. Even, you know, even the sense, not only in money, but in our love and understanding. These are the things God is, Jesus is looking for.
就是我们都是神的孩子，比如说在提摩太前书5:16讲到，信主的妇女若家中有寡妇，自己就当救济她，不可累着教会，好使教会那救济那真正无依靠的寡妇。就是说如果这个年老的，他真的是如果他有家庭的话，家庭照顾，如果真的是没有的话，那就是教会的责任要去照顾。但是呢，不单单说是金钱上的一种帮助，而且是包括这个爱啊，这个怜悯，还有这种理解。
And even 1 Timothy 5:17-18, he talks about the elders, the ministers, those who minister the gospel to us, that they are worthy of double honor. And that we're going to be judged by the way, I believe we're going to be judged by the way we treat them.
就是在提摩太前书5:17也讲到说，对于管理教会的长老，管理教会的这些治理教会的人，辛苦劳苦传道的，我们当以为备受加倍的敬奉。就是神也会因为我们如何来对待我们的牧者，对待那些我们来教导我们的人，来审判我们。
Okay, now let's look at this. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Oh, I've already given you that, talking to you about how eyes have not seen, ears have not known about this. Okay. Now there's different degrees of rewards we have to see.
就是这个赏赐有不同的程度，就是有不同的级别吧，这么说。
Tells us in Luke 19:17, well done, my good servant, his master replied, because you have been trustworthy in a very small manner, take charge of 10 cities.
就是在路加福音19:17说，主人说，好，良善的仆人，你这既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管10座城。
Now, is this just an illustration that, that Jesus is talking about here? Or is it in reality that you and I will be ruling during the millennial? And is he saying here that when you have been worthy and trustworthy in it, I'll give you charge of 10 cities? I'm not sure.
这个到底是说只是一个比喻呢，还是说真的意味着在这个千禧年的时候，你和我，我们会就是会掌管不同的领域，就是掌管这个城。这里说你既在最小的事上有忠心，还可以有权柄管10座城，到底是怎么解释，我也不是特别确定。
See, he had given him 10, and now we see that, that here it was another one that he gave 5 to, and he took that 5 coins that he gave him, or that 5 denarios, whatever it might have been, and he said, now you have done faithfully with what you had. You see, the one with the 10 was seemingly a lot more that he could do. But here we see that the one with 5 did what he could, and God rewarded him accordingly. He got 5 cities for his faithfulness.
然后呢，我们看到在路加福音十九章这里讲到，对另外一个忠心的仆人，主人说：“你可以管五座城，就是那个管十座城的那个仆人呢，好像神给了他很多的这个刚开始给他的也多，那他就有他神所给他的这个恩赐呢，他就是产生的这个利息，他带回来的银子也很多，好像但是这个呢。”有五锭银子呢，他也带回来五锭，他把神给他的也尽力的去做，所以他也可以管五座城，但是他们两个是不同的得到的。
So now we see then there is going to be another wonderful part, and that's the crowns he's going to give us.
然后后边我们得到的赏赐就是一个很棒的一部分，就是我们会有冠冕。
Paul talks about the crowns that the righteous shall receive.
保罗讲到这个义人所会得的这个公义的冠冕。
He tells us this in 2 Timothy 4:7.
他在提摩太后书四章七节这样讲。
He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is laid up for me in store the crown of righteousness, which the Lord,the righteous judge will reward to me that day, and not only to me, but also to all those that long for his appearance.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Now we see that the first crown he talks about here is the crown of righteousness.
他第一个谈到的就是这个公义的冠冕。
This is a crown for every person who loves the appearance of Jesus Christ.
是给每一个爱神显现的这样的人准备的。
But this we know that our righteousness is only by our faith in him. And in Romans 3:24 we see,being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
就是在我们的这个义呢，这个公义的冠冕是因为神使我们称义。在罗马书三章二十四节讲到说，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
So we see that the crown of righteousness is a crown for every righteous person through grace by faith.It means that our faith is going to be rewarded because of our faith, because we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us his righteousness, and now he's going to give us a reward of faith. So it will be to every one of us. We will get this crown of righteousness.
这个公义的冠冕是给所有的就是相信的人的，因为呢，我们靠着恩典我们相信，我们有信心，这个信心是谁白白赐给我们的，那就是说我们每一个相信的人都会有这个公义的冠冕。
So we see that every one of us is going to have a crown.
所以我们每个人都会有一顶冠冕。
Now he talks about the second crown is what they call the incorruptible crown.
那第二个冠冕就是不能朽坏的冠冕。
So we see in 1 Corinthians 9:25, and every man that strives for the mastery is tempted in all things. Now they do it to search to obtain. I'm sorry, let me get that again. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now that's a good word to think. You may not understand it.You may not even recognize that your temperance, your ability to say no, your ability to know that this is better for you than what that is better than that. This is going to be one of the things that's going to give us this eternal, incorruptible crown because we were one of those that knew how to keep ourselves and our body and our temperament and all of these things under by the grace of God.
这里讲到就是说哥林多前书九章二十五节说，凡教力争胜的凡事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要能得不能坏的冠冕。这里讲到 一切事上都有这个节制，这个就是讲到说我们人在我们有没有能力说对一些事情我们说不，就是有自我节制的这种能力，这个会导致我们会不会能够得到就是这个不能朽坏的冠冕。
So you see, this was going to be for those that are able to discipline their body.
这就
They
是
have
那种能自律的人。
control.
Yeah.
We understand that that's one of the virtues. It's one of those that holds things together, our self-control. So he said in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 25, know ye not that that which runs in a race runs all, but one receives a prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but an incorruptible. In other words, these men race to do this because they're going to get a crown that's going to later on turn and it's not going to be very nice after a while. But we are running for one that's incorruptible. So it matters how we live.
所以呢，他讲到就是说，妈咪说这个节制、自制其实是一种美德，因为呢，我们是在他这里9章24节讲到，岂不是在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人？你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得到赏赐。就是说，那些跑的人呢，这些赛跑的人，他们节制，他们是要得一个过了不多久，这个冠冕，这个赏赐就开始褪色了。但是呢，我们却要得不能坏的冠冕，所以我们如何的生活，这个是很重要的。
So we see even gets closer, even gets quite, what shall I say, vivid to help us to understand this. He says in 1 Corinthians 9, 26 through 27, therefore, so run, not, he said, I therefore, talking about himself, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, I have a purpose. So fight I, not as one that beats the air, you know, just here and there and beating the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means that I have preached to others and I myself become a castaway.
所以保罗就说：“所以呢，我奔跑不像没有目标的，我斗拳不像打空气的，就是说不是这样乱打一通，而是我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被去弃绝了。”
So we see the self-control. This thing that we are very careful about, God is going to reward it someday.
就是我们
He's going
很
to
小
put a
心，
special crown for that.
我们很小心、很谨慎的说，我们在神面前怎么生活，这个是在神面前是会得冠冕、得奖赏的。
Then he talks about the crown of life.
然后他下边再讲，就是生命的冠冕。
In James 1:12, he says this.
在雅各书1章20节讲到25节。
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him.
他说：“忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。”雅各书1章12节，
That endures the temptations that come to us.
就是忍受试探的人。
That we can do, that we understand, and that we understand when these temptations come that they're from the enemy, and we fight them. Because we are constantly, like I said Sunday, we're constantly fighting with the flesh and the world and Satan. And this means that this constant fight pushing aside temptations and of saying no, God is going to reward you for all of those no's that you've said.
也、就是说，我们如果忍受从魔鬼来的这个试探是有福的。我星期天讲到说，我们在不断的，就是和这个自我的这个肉体世界，还有从撒旦来的这个攻击作战。当你能够就是说，就是逃避，就是抵抗这个撒旦的试探，然后能够对你的肉体说不，这样子的做，这样子的行为，在神面前是会得赏赐的。
See, this crown of life is a crown for people who have patiently endured trials, testing, and persecution. It's for the people who bravely confronted persecution for Jesus Christ, even to the point of death.
这个生命的冠冕是能抵挡魔鬼，然后为神的真道被逼迫的人，就是他们在逼迫面前也承认主的名，甚至就是不爱惜自己的生命，然后呢，这样的人必得生命的冠冕。
There's going to be a special reward for all of these that were here in Iran and all and in China and different places all over the world that's dying for Christ. He has a special crown for them. Those who were able to endure terrible trials and testing and were able to stand for God to the end.
就是那些比如说在不管在什么国家，像在伊朗啊，或者在阿富汗啊，在国内啊，这些受逼迫的人，就是他们是为了主的名能够就是站稳，能够直到最后，甚至不惜生命的代价，神会给他们一个特别的一个冠冕。
Now this, the next one is a crown of glory, which actually is for a certain group of people.
在下边是一个荣耀的冠冕，是给一个特别群体的人。
It's in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 2 through 4.
彼得前书五章二节。
He says, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritages,But being example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a reward, a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
他说，牧要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
You see, this crown of glory is going to be given to the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the ministers, and everyone who carried out the Great Commission.
就是这个永不衰残的荣耀的冠冕是给这些牧师、使徒、传道者。这个讲道的人还有这个就是所有的这些为神做工就是来执行神大使命的人
So I believe even to those who are able to be the godly witnessers who are laymen but still give out the truth to those that God opens for them to give out the truth through I wouldn't be surprised that they will get this
然后呢就算是那些平信徒但是他们当神开门的时候他们就是忠心的把为神做见证把福音传出去这样的人他们也会得到这个永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Paul, you know, this was Paul's, was the fact is that this was the crown he said, I am fighting for, remaining strong in faith and preaching the gospel, no matter what comes my way, I strongly guard my crown. My heart rejoices when I remember the great reward awaiting me in heaven, the crown of glory. He tells us this in Mark 16:15.
Which verse?
I'm sorry. I don't have the reference for,
okay,
for that.
Okay, 这就是说，这就是保罗说的，他这样子持守，他这样忠心，他勇敢的这样去传福音，他没有在任何的艰难险阻下去传福音，就是他在持守保守他神在天上为他所存留的这个冠冕。
Paul, I guess, was the greatest example of this.
保罗是一个非常好的榜样。
I can't remember the chapter, and what book it is, but Paul tells of all the things he went through.
我记不清是哪一章，应该是 maybe Second Corinthians, 就是保罗讲到他所经历的这一切的艰难险阻跟逼迫。
No one could go through all of those unless God was there with them.
除非神和他同在，没有人可以经历这些，可以忍受这些。
It said he was stoned, and he was there laying when the other disciples came, and he arose.
Do you 他被石头打了一次，他就躺在那儿，那大家以为他都死了。 直到别人看他们又站起来。
When they stoned people, it wasn't with little pebbles. Sometimes it was big pieces of stone they would throw at them. When they were laying down, they would throw it on their head, trying to break their head. They were wanting to kill. And so Paul even went through that.
就是说，当他用石头打你的时候，那个可不是这个小石头，但是个大石头，尤其你已经躺在地上不能动的时候，他就拿那个石头砸你的脑袋，那就是为了要杀死你。所以保罗也经历过这些。
But he could still look up when he was gone, and let us know that he had fought a good fight. He had kept the faith, and he said, "Laid up for me as a crown of righteousness."
然后呢？但是保罗仍然可以向天说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了，那所当信的道我已经守住了，有公义的冠冕为我存留。”
And Paul could wear that crown of glory because if anyone earned it.He earned that crown.
所以保罗就可以戴上那个荣耀的冠冕。如果任何人是这样子，就是赢得的，他真的是赢得了这个冠冕。
And the last crown is a crown of rejoicing.
最后的这个冠冕就是一个喜乐的冠冕。
And we see this in 1 Thessalonians 2:19.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书2:19.
And this is what it says.For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes in Revelations, it tells us. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any pain, for the former things are passed away. So we see this as in the crown of rejoicing.
然后呢？保罗说帖撒罗尼迦前书2:19-20说我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候你们在他面前站立得住吗因为你们就是我们的荣耀我们的喜乐在启示录最后也说神要擦去他们一切的眼泪不再有死亡也不再有悲哀哭嚎哀痛因为以前的事都过去了
So the crown of rejoicing is for all of usThat's one that because of our rejoicing in the Lord, so we see we're going to at least have two of the crowns.
所以那个喜乐的冠冕
the crown of rejoicing.
喜乐的冠冕是给我们每个人的当我们在神面前我们的喜乐是满足的所以我们每个人至少都有两个冠冕。
But the sad thing about this particular judgment seat is there's going to be fire.
这个令人难过的是在这个审判基督台前呢会有火出来。
Then he's going to set it on fire, our works.
他把我们的所有的行为我们的工程都要用火烧过。
It's the purifying fire of our God.
这是神的这个炼净的火。
And only the things that really are pure, they will come out according to what we have done. Gold, silver, and what's the other one? Gold, silver, and
precious stone.
Precious stone. Or when we look, maybe it was just all ashes. Maybe、
就是、
our whole life may be ashes, you know? Wood, stubble, and hay. Go ahead.
就是说我们呢只有这种纯洁的这种东西呢是能够留下来比如你是金银宝石才能留下来如果是草木和解的话就都变成灰了那我们有可能有的人就是整个一生都是草木和解最后都变成灰了
So remember this
所以记住
When you get to heaven there's going to be this judgment seat
当你到天堂的时候有这个审判台
He's going to take everything we've done down through the years.
就这么多年我们所做的我们的行为我们的工程
He's going to set fire to it.
他就把它放在火上。
And out of it is going to come our rewards for all eternity.
从这个火里边就会出来我们真的是在永恒里边的赏赐。
You know, I believe there'll be a little sadness if we see that all we have there is ashes.
如果我们看到我们所有的一切最后都变成灰了，我想那个是挺令人难过的，你肯定会难过。
Have your crown of righteousness and your crown of rejoicing.
当然你有这个这个公义的冠冕，你也有喜乐的冠冕。
But when you see that what you've done through life has not been very much, if any.
但是你看看你这个一生所行的其实没有多少。
So this is what, this should give us now recognition. Lord, help me to be faithful. At least let me be faithful.
所以神啊，你就让我们鼓励我们说，神啊，让我现在在需要中，我要现在在中心。
Lord, help me in my self-control.
你帮助我的节制。
And then, Lord, let me spread your love and goodness and whatever you call me to do by the gifts you've given me, let me be faithful.
主啊，靠着你所给我的这个恩典呢，给我的能力呢，让我是不管到哪里，我可以就是散播神的这个爱和美善，求神帮助我们。
And so after we have the judgment seat, the next thing we have is the marriage supper of the Lamb.
在这个基督台前的这个审判之后呢，就是羔羊的婚宴。
And then he's going to give each one of us a robe of righteousness.
他会给我们这个公义的外袍。
Revelations 19, 7 and 8 says this, Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come.And his wife will be made already, all herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. This is
what. Yeah, 我们启示录十九章七到八节说，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹自己也预备好了，就蒙得恩穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
You see, when the end of the world has come after the tribulation, going into after, I'm sure, not sure which one, after the tribulation or after millennial, I have to think about that. But anytime there's going to be a time when I guess it's going to be at the end of the tribulation. That's
yes.
what it's going to be. At the end of tribulation, he's coming.But first it tells us that the trumpet's going to sound and the saints are going to come from the four corners of heaven, not earth, from the four corners of heaven. We're going to have our white robes, we're going to have a horse, and we're going to come victorious with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就讲到说在这个大灾难的末期的时候结束的时候呢我们圣徒都会穿上这个光明洁白的细麻衣，然后从天的四方骑着马跟主耶稣一起来到这个世上。
And after the millennial, something's going to happen. The eternal city of God is coming down to earth. Beautiful, magnificent, nothing that we've ever seen or heard.Mm-hmm. These are the glorious promises of those who don't lose the faith that is faithful until the end. And I'm trusting that every one of us will be.
Amen. 就是在千禧年之后呢，最终的时候就是永恒的圣城耶路撒冷会从天而降。然后呢，那个城的那个荣美，这个威严是我们所不能想象的。然后那些忠心到底的就是能够就是有我们的赏赐，所以我相信我们每个人都是带着信心，让我们忠心到底的来生活。
I was alone today. Mrs. She knew I would be, so she understands, but I wanted to get this finished today. I didn't want us to have to go on, but I trust that some of you that maybe never heard about this, or those that you have purpose in your heart, that when I get to that judgment seat, I'm going to have something there.That's pure gold or silver or costly gems.
Yeah, 所以我知道我今天讲的比较久，那师母也知道，所以但是我想把它讲完，因为我们其中可能有的人对这个审判台、基督台不是很熟悉。那我真的是希望我们每个人到那个基督台前的时候，我们被审判的时候，我们都有金银宝石能够留下来。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
We thank you that you wrote to us ahead of time just what you're going to do.
你就提前告诉我们，让我们告诉我们应该做什么。
And you said you did this because you want us to know that you're God.
你这样做是要让我们知道你是神。
We're looking forward to that, Lord.
主啊，我们真的是盼望那一天。
And may every one of our sisters here, if there's a brother, be ready for that coming.
真的是让我们每一个人都预备好你的再来。
We pray in your name.
我们真的奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.